The Indo-Asia-Pacific region, as we've heard before, is home to about 4 billion people from 36 countries and occupies more than half of the Earth's surface. Major General Ronald Clark, commander of the 25th Infantry Division, says the U.S. National Defense Strategy is characterized by the 4+1 construct.
The four in the construct are China, Russia, North Korea, and Iran. The plus one is violent extremist organizations. It's interesting to point out that three of the nations, along with violent extremist activity and organizations, are present in the Indo-Asia-Pacific region.
And the nuclear threat from North Korea is real and exponentially lethal. That, according to RAND Corporation senior defense analyst Bruce Bennett.
If North Korea uses a 10-kiloton, roughly nuclear weapon, Hiroshima size, in Seoul, over 300,000 people would be killed or seriously injured. But if they then turn to the size of their 6 nuclear tests last September, up to 250 kilotons, now you're talking about potentially 3.5 million people killed or seriously injured.
But retired Republic of Korea Army Lieutenant General In Bum Chun says North Korea has capabilities even more ominous and unknown to many in the Western world.
North Korea is a cyber superpower. I say again, they are a cyber superpower. This is a bigger threat. Even more than the nuclear weapon or chemical weapons, I see cyber as a bigger threat to us than ever before. It's not just the cyber threat. They have other electronic technologies.
U.S. Army Pacific Commander General Robert Brown says the connectivity of the Internet, the speed and velocity of information flow, and unprecedented global complexity requires teams that can thrive in ambiguity and chaos. This must also be accomplished across all domains, sea, land, air, space, and cyber. And it's not only military operations, but humanitarian missions as well.
In addition to the normal cast of bad actors, we have to also contend in the Pacific with Mother Nature. The 2016 UN report said that by 2020, 1 billion people living in the Indo-Pacific region will reside in a disaster-prone area classified as high to extreme risk. 1 billion. And tragically, we know 7 out of 10 people killed in the world in a disaster, it occurs in the Pacific region.
General Brown says the multinational approach in military and humanitarian assistance will require relationship building in everything they do.
You don't start a relationship in a crisis. Hopefully you have a great relationship and then you come together in that crisis. You cannot do it alone. These are complex problems.
The 3-day symposium is hosted by the Association of the United States Army Institute of Land Warfare. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.